Hallelujah, praise and thank God that our brothers and sisters can continue to worship here this Sabbath afternoon.
感谢神, 弟兄姐妹们, 还能够留下来继续下午的聚会。
This afternoon, we'd like to continue our topic from the morning, which is to learn lessons in growth from the Ephesian church.
我们下午会继续早上的 的谈论, 有对于在属灵上如何以 以弗所教会为例子来增进我们的灵性。
And this morning I talked about the first period of the Ephesian church and how it was able to grow.
早上我谈到以弗所教会在第一阶段的成长。
And we highlighted two main lessons, which was that we must truly emphasize the word of God. It's vital for growth.
我们提到 两点, 关于神话的重要性。
Right, and then the second thing is also church growth depends on faithful, sacrificial, loving workers.
教会的成长也需要 大家的 牺牲和奉献。
Yeah. This afternoon, we'd like to now talk about a second period and a third period in the history of the Ephesians church from the Bible.
下午我要谈的是 以弗所教会第二阶段和第三阶段的情况。
In the morning, we left off with Paul returning from his third missionary journey to Jerusalem.
早上我们 谈到 保罗的 布道旅游回到耶路撒冷。
Yeah, and how he had a farewell address to the Ephesian elders.
他如何 临别的跟那些以弗所的长老们谈话。
Yeah, and so the story of the church in Ephesus ends here in the book of Acts.
在使徒行传里面，这关于以弗所的教会的记录就到此为止。
Yeah. But thank God, in other parts of the New Testament, we also see the Ephesian church appear.
我感谢神在其他的 新约书卷里面。 我们又看到有提到以弗所教会。
Of course, the most obvious is Paul's letter to the Ephesian church.
当然最明显的就是 保罗写给以弗所教会的书信。
This was likely written when Paul was in prison in Rome.
很可能是保罗在罗马监狱里面所写的。
Written about 60 AD.
大概是 主后60年左右。
Yeah, so not only a few years after he last saw the members there.
只是 他离开 最后跟那些以弗所信徒见面之后的几年内。
But actually, in the book of Ephesians, we don't see too many details of how the church situation was, though.
在以弗所书里面，我们并没有看到很详细的记载有关于以弗所教会的情况。
Right, it's because the letter actually is more general in nature.
因为书信是 广泛性的。
And very likely, it was meant to also be circulated amongst the local churches in that area, not just for the Ephesian church.
写的书信的目的可能不只是写给 以弗所教会的人, 可能还是会流传到 附近的人。
Yeah. And so therefore, in the letter to the Ephesians, you can see there's actually not too many personal greetings or like those little anecdotes that Paul mentions in some of his other letters.
Right? 所以这封书信不像别的书信一样，就是很明确的提到某些人或某些事。
Yeah. So, of course, the Ephesian church is still a good resource to see the general situation. Right?
当然，以弗所教会还是一个 很好的资料，让我们能够看到那时候的情况。
But what I want to focus on in this second period is Paul's letter to Timothy.
我想要 专注的是第二阶段，保罗写给提摩太的。
Which is to talk about a brief history of the Ephesian church at the time of Timothy.
这里提到在提摩太那个时候 以弗所教会的情况。
And why Timothy?
为什么找提摩太呢?
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 1.
请看提摩太前书第一章。
1 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太前书第一章。
Verse 3.
第三节。
1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 3.
提摩太前书第一章第三节。
As I urged you when I went into Macedonia, remain in Ephesus, that you may charge some that they teach no other doctrine.
我往马其顿去的时候，曾劝你仍住在以弗所，好嘱咐那几个人不可传异端。
Yeah. So what we can see here is that when Paul wrote the letter to Timothy, 1 Timothy, Timothy was a station minister in the city of Ephesus.
当保罗写信给提摩太的时候，提摩太是驻守在以弗所教会。
And so, how do we date the letter of 1 Timothy?
我们如何找出它的时间呢？
Of course, it must be when Paul was still alive.
当然，那时候保罗一定是活着。
And it looks like he also had already left Rome, the prison in Rome.
而且他似乎已经离开了罗马的监狱。
Yeah, and therefore he had somehow reunited with Timothy, and then instructed him to go to Ephesus to preach there.
他或许已经跟提摩太见面了，然后叫提摩太到以弗所去传教。
So very likely this is dated to around maybe 62 through to around 67 AD.
Okay, 所以时间上可能是主后的62到67年之间。
About 5 to 10 years after Paul last saw them.
也就是五到十年，保罗离开之后。
Right, and also about 10 to 15 years since the very beginning of the establishment of the church there.
也就是说在以弗所教会成立之后的10到15年之后。
So often when we read the letter to Timothy, we kind of focus more on Timothy himself.
当我们读提摩太书的时候，我们常常重点都放在提摩太身上。
How he should conduct himself as a preacher.
他应该如何当一个牧师。
But in another way, we can also read 1 Timothy to think about, well, how come Paul was giving him these instructions?
另一种角度我们可以来读这个提摩太书是说为什么保罗要教导提摩太。
And then when we factor in that the fact that he was in Ephesus, we realize that a lot of these instructions probably and very reasonably has to do with the church situation there at the time.
既然提摩太那时候是在以弗所，所以我们可以想象保罗的所有的教导可能就是要给以弗所教会的。
So, and what we can see in 1 Timothy is that the church there in Ephesus had declined.
我们可以从提摩太前书的书信看到，那时候以弗所教会已经开始在衰微。
Yeah. Within 10 to 15 years of the beginning, you can see there was already visible signs of deterioration.
在教会成立十到十五年之后，我们可以看得出，就眼见着这教会已经在衰微。
Actually, Paul already anticipated this.
保罗其实是有预期到。
Right, let's go back to Acts chapter 20.
我们看《使徒行传》
chapter 20,
二十章。
Acts chapter 20.
《使徒行传》二十章。
This part we did not talk about in the morning.
早上我们没有提到这一章节。
Right, but this was also part of his farewell address to the elders.
这是他跟长老们临别证言之一。
Right, so let's read now verse 28.
Okay. 请看二十八节。
Acts chapter 20, verse 28.
使徒行传二十章二十八节。
It says, therefore, take heed to yourselves and all the flock, among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers.To shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. Verse 29.
29节。
For I know this, that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. Verse 30.
30.
Also, from among yourselves, men will rise up, speaking perverse things, to draw away the disciples after themselves. Verse 31.
31.
Therefore, watch, and remember that for 3 years I did not cease to warn everyone night and day with tears. Right, so here, Paul, having lived in Ephesus for about 3 years, he could tell the strengths and weakness of the church already. Right?
保罗在以弗所住了大约三年左右，他可以看得出这教会的强点跟弱点。
Right. And given his experience in ministry thus far, he could kind of see the trajectory the church was headed.
从他传道的经验上来看，他可以看到这个教会的趋势。
Yeah, and it's true the church grew and was starting to prosper, and the gospel was spreading.
这教会确实是在成长，然后福音是在广传。
But he could foresee that eventually the church will face spiritual challenges.
但是他可以预见到这教会最终会碰见很多的挑战和困难。
He talks about how the elders must play a very important role to take care of the flock.
他谈到这些长老们必须要好好的谨慎做事来带领羊群。
Because there will be wolves, right? wolves that will then go into this congregation to try to devour them.
因为会有狼群，会有狼进入这羊群里面来吞噬羊群。
These wolves can represent outside influences, people outside of the church.
这狼代表的可能是外面来的影响力。
And as we mentioned, Ephesus was a major city at the time. There were many different ideas and philosophies and religions.
那时候以弗所是一个大都会，充满了各式各样的宗教跟理想主义。
So, maybe some of the members would, not being rooted in their faith, would then be drawn away to those type of interesting ideas.
如果信徒们的根基不稳的话，那么他们可能会被牵引离开。
At the same time, he also warned the elders that even among yourselves, there will be people who will rise up.
他甚至对这些长老们说，你们自己中间可能就会有人起来讲一些卑谬的话。
Right, perverse things. So from outside and also within, Paul could foretell the church was going to go through some difficulties.
所以保罗可以预见得到这教会，会碰到的困难，不但从外头来，也可能从里面来。
So when we read 1 Timothy,
当我们读提摩太前书
，which was approximately 5 to 10 years later after he left the elders,
大约是保罗五或十年离开之后所写的。
Right. You can see that by the instructions he was giving to Timothy, that truly came to be.
他所说的都实现了。
Right. So immediately after greetings, you can see Paul had very quick greeting in this letter, right? In verse 3, immediately, he goes right to the point.
所以他开头的问候语很简短，到第三节马上就谈到重点。
And he said, as I urged you when I went into Macedonia, remain in Ephesus, that you may charge some that they teach no other doctrine.
这里谈到说，你到离开 verse 3?
Yeah, verse 3, yeah.
Okay, let me go there. 在那里住了三个月做传道
1 Timothy 1, verse 3.
Yeah. I'm reading the wrong one.
It's okay, yeah. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 3. Yeah.
Chapter 1, verse 3. 我往马其顿去的时候，曾劝你住在以弗所，好嘱咐那几个人不要传异端。
Right. So, you can see that Paul had already heard there were people there preaching different doctrines.
所以保罗已经听说在那边有人传异教。
Right. Okay. Let's read verse 4.
第四节
says, "Nor give heed to fables and endless genealogies, which cause disputes, rather than godly edification, which is in faith."
他说不可以听从荒谬无凭的话语和无穷的家谱，在这些事上只生辩论。
Right. Again, all this applies to the Ephesian church at that time.
这些都当时以弗所教会所发生的事。
Right. People.When they were gathering together, were talking about these purpose, meaningless things.
人们聚在一起讲些无用的话。
And then, rather than being edified, it's just people when they gathered together was just were disputing, right? Were debating on things.
在一起只是争辩而没有造就。
Right. In verse 6,
第六节。
Right. Or let's read verse 5 and 6. Right?
第五和第六节。
Right. Now the purpose of the commandment is love from a pure heart.From a good conscience and from sincere faith, verse 6.
第六节
From which some, having strayed, have turned aside to idle talk. Right. So here we can see Paul. The reason why he's telling Timothy to warn these people is because he really has a sincere love for the church.
保罗之所以要提摩太去给这些人警告，是因为他诚心的爱这些教会和人。
Also because he also has a very sincere faith towards God.
他对神的信心是很诚恳的。
Right, and he wants to be faithful to his role as an apostle.
他要当一个坦诚的、忠实的使徒。
And so some people had strayed from the faith, turning instead to these idle talks.
有些人已经离开了真道，而趋向于浮夸。
Yeah. So, I think the next time we have some time and we're studying the First Timothy, I think you can also try to think of it from that.Perspective. It's talking about the Ephesian church, actually.
所以下次我们查考提摩太前书的时候，我们可以试着去了解当时教会的情况。
Right. So this basically is the reversal of what we talked about in the morning.
这情况跟早上所谈的正巧相反。
These are again is the corollary, corresponding lessons to the two lessons we learned in the morning.
这个早上我们谈到的事情有关系。
Right. So the lesson is the church declines when the word of God isn't preached.
当我们不再传扬神的话语的时候，教会自然的衰败。
Yeah, because the word of God is life itself.
因为神的话就是生命。
If we turn our focus to other things, other ideas, right? Things that may be interesting, intellectually stimulating, but it's not the word of God, it will not give us spiritual life.
一旦我们不谈神的话，而去谈世界上的事，即使是很有智慧、聪明的事情，然而它却不能给我们生命。
Yeah. And so this is a warning. This period of the Ephesian church is a warning for all of us.
这一段，这第二阶段的以弗所教会的情况，就是给我们警告。
Because that situation was quite serious at that time.
情况蛮严重的。
If we jump to chapter 1, verse 18.
如果我们跳到第十八节。
Yeah. First Timothy chapter 1, verse 18.
第十八节。
It says, "This charge I commit to you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you may wage the good warfare." Right, here, Paul is saying, is trying to encourage Timothy, right? This is what you have to face, and he describes the situation as warfare.
保罗要激励提摩太，也让他知道说，我刚刚所讲的这些东西，是你所要面对的，是一场仗。
Yeah, warfare in the church.
在教会里面的一场仗。
Yeah. So the Ephesian church, like, you know, different churches all over the world, yes, there is periods of growth, but there may also be periods of decline.
在世界上的教会经常都会有一段成长的时期，但是接着就会有一段衰败的时期。
Sometimes it's because of the membership themselves that they grew unfaithful.
有的时候是信徒自己变成没有信心。
Sometimes it's because in the course of going from one generation to another generation, somehow the baton is dropped.
有时候就是因为世代的交替不完全。
Yeah, and so instead of being rooted in the faith and the truth, they then start to talk about other extraneous things.
因为信心的基础不够，所以大家谈论的就不是神的话，而是其他的事情。
For Timothy, when he sees this church situation, then he knows it's a very critical state.
提摩太看到这种情况，他知道这是一个危机的时期。
Paul also sees it very clearly.
那保罗也明显的看到这一点。
So he tells him to fight the good fight, wage the good warfare there.
所以保罗鼓励提摩太去打美好的仗。
Yeah, and this warfare is not physical, but it's spiritual. It's talking about the truth against these other ideologies.
这个仗并不是真正的拿起刀剑来打的，而是属灵的仗。
So if we also jump to 1 Timothy chapter 6,
我们看提摩太前书第六章。
Yeah, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 3 through 5.
第六章的第三到五节。
First Timothy chapter 6, verses 3 through 5.
提摩太前书六章三到五节。
If anyone teaches otherwise and does not consent to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which accords with godliness, verse 4, he is proud, knowing nothing, but is obsessed with disputes and arguments over words, from which come envy, strife, reviling, evil suspicions. Verse 5.
第五节。
Useless wranglings, of men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, who suppose that godliness is a means of gain. From such, withdraw yourself. Right? So again, Paul continues to elaborate how there are seems to be some people that Timothy will face that they will not agree with the wholesome words of God.
所以保罗再次清楚地跟提摩太讲，有些人他的言辞并不跟神的道一致。
Right. They will not accept even the very words of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他们并不接受神的话语。
Right. And also to the doctrine which accords to godliness.
还有神的真道。
Yeah. So you can see here that these are the things that the church then must be aware of.
这些事都是教会必须要知道的，小心的。
If we neglect the word of God, then the church will decline.
如果我们忽视了神的话，教会就会败微。
But if we are willing to receive the wholesome teaching of Jesus, right, the doctrines of the church, then the church will have a good future.
假如我们愿意接受神完整的话语，那么教会就会充满了希望。
Yeah. So if we go to, let's now go to 2 Timothy chapter 4. Right?
我们看提摩太后书。
2 Timothy chapter 4.
第四章。
In this particular letter, we don't see the name Ephesus mentioned.
在这书信里面没有提到以弗所教会。
Yeah, but the situation that Timothy was going through was very similar to 1 Timothy.
可是提摩太所面对的跟提摩太前书里面的情况很类似。
And so let's read chapter 4, verse 2.
我们读提摩太后书第四章第二节。
Yeah, it says, preach the word.
务要传道。
Yeah, preach the word.
传道。
So you can see, for as Timothy, as a worker there, his main focus is just to preach the word.
提摩太在那边当工人，最主要的目的就是传神的道。
Yeah, and this is a very simple statement, but sometimes something that we may neglect, right?
这句话很简短，但是我们经常会忽略它。
Yeah, I remember when I was younger, I would participate in literary ministry and write some articles.
我记得我比较年轻的时候，我常常会写一些文章。
Yeah, and a lot of times this was just according to whatever I was feeling at the time, whatever was inspiring to me at the time.
那时候我所写的就是有些对我有激励的事情。
Yeah, but then over time, I started to change the way I wrote.
Okay? 慢慢的，经过时间的转移，我的写作方式有点改变了。
Yeah, and one thing I realized was that especially when you're trying to edify the membership.
我想到如果我们要造就信徒们。
Again, the emphasis must be on the word of God, right?
重点应该放在神的话上面。
Not just your own personal experience and your reflections.
而不只是个人的经验跟感想。
Yes, there's a place for that, to share your testimonies, your experience, your emotions.
当然了，我们还是可以分享我们个人的经验。
But just like what Paul tells Timothy here, preach the word. Right?
但是就像保罗跟提摩太所讲了，要传神的话。
Yeah. And so over time, I realized that the best approach is you have to go from outside. You have to go from inside the Bible out. Right?
所以慢慢我觉得最有效的方式就是从圣经里面把话语传出去。
Not from outside in.
而不是把外面的感受、经验带进来。
Because sometimes, yeah, we have inspiration from life. And those are good inspirations too. I'm not saying they're not useful.
有时候我们会从个人生活上面得到很多的激励，这些是好的。
And or sometimes we hear some stories, hear some testimonies.
我们谈一谈我们的生活的故事、经验。
Yeah, those are good, but again, it can't be the main focus.
那些都是好的，可是不能成为主要的焦点。
Because also sometimes there's a trap, there's a temptation or a risk.
有时候有一些危险就会在其中。
Because maybe we have a particular inspiration.
或许我们有某一个激励想法。
And actually, it sounds good.
听起来好像很好。
And so we then convey it to members.
所以我们跟大家讲。
But then it might not actually be from the Bible.
可是这东西可能跟圣经都无关的。
Right? And then instead of reading what the Bible has to say to us, what the Word of God has to say to us, we're trying to see how this can fit into the Word of God.
这样子我们会想，我们就会想要想尽办法把我们那个跟圣经无关的经验，把它挤到圣经的话语里面。
Yeah. So this is something that we must be very mindful of, for especially RE teachers and all workers here. Right?
这样子的想法，我想，尤其是宗教教育老师或者是工人们，必须要特别注意。
Myself included, I always have to be mindful of this, right?
包括我自己在内。
We may all have various assumptions that we have, but maybe it's not like from the Bible actually.
我们每个人都会有一些基本的人生假设，但或许那些假设都不是从圣经来的。
But actually, when we spend the time to study the scripture, then it truly can edify us and come from God Himself.
只有我们花时间去读神的话的时候，那么才能够造就我们。
So yes, I know as human beings, we all love to live to listen to interesting things.
作为普通人，我们都很喜欢去听一些有趣的故事。
We love to listen to eloquent people.Right.
我们很喜欢听一些言语滔滔的人讲话。
As a preacher, as a person who must speak before the church,
当一个传道，我必须在大众面前
讲话。Of course, it's always my goal that people can be interested and invested their heart in the Word of God. Right.
当然，我是希望每一个人听的人都会对神的话有兴趣。
And I hope that my lack of eloquence does not detract from that. Right.
我希望说，如果我的言语、我的口才不好的话，但是这样即使这样也不会阻挡大家得到造就。
Every sermon speaker only has the ability that God has given him.
每一个在讲台上的人，只有所有的才能都是从神那边来。
And a lot of times, there's no way they can compete with those orators, those TED talks, those whatever, right?
如果我们拿这些在讲台上面的人跟 TED Talk 那些人来比，
yeah.
当然是不能比的。
But I think if a sermon speaker is faithful to the Word of God and he's preaching it, that should be good enough for the members. Right?
可是如果这个讲道的人能够很忠实的把神的话讲出去的话，那么就够了。
And for us as members, yes, maybe we've heard it many times. Right?
我们信徒或许说，这些真的是老生常谈， yeah. 听很多次了。
But if it's the Word of God, it's the Word of God.
可是神的话就是神的话。
Right. If it's the word of God, it's still for us to hear.
神的话就是让我们来听的。
And no matter who the speaker is.
不管谁说。
Right. Yeah. So for me, I always think, I always like, to me, I feel, the worst thing I don't want to do is somehow through,my preaching, people get turned off from the Word of God. They're not interested anymore, right?
对我来说，我最担心的就是在我的讲道中，我使人对神的话失去兴趣。
But again, so as any speaker, I think any faithful speaker, they just try the best to elaborate what the Word of God is trying to teach to us on a daily basis.
我相信每一个忠实的工人都是很忠心的来把神的话跟大家讲。
And yes, maybe from time to time, people may fall asleep. Yeah.
有的时候确实会让人家打瞌睡。
Yeah. But I think as a speaker, we just have to focus on being faithful, right?
可是作为一个传讲的人，我们必须专注在忠实的传达。
As a listener, when we hear the word of God, try to worship in spirit and in truth.
当我们听到神的话的时候，当一个听者。我们应该尽量的去了解这神的真实。
Yeah, worship in spirit.
很崇拜，在灵里面崇拜这些话语。
Yeah, in truth, right? Not just come and listen to be an observer, a judge, right?
而不是说只是来这边，然后来听，来当裁判，来审判。
Like was that sermon a good sermon? Right.
谈论说、right. 这个讲得好吗
？But just delve into.The actual message that's trying to be preached.
相反的，应该是深入的进入所传的道。
Yeah. So the stage of the Ephesian church history gives us a big warning.
所以在这阶段的以弗所教会给我们很大的警告。
Yeah. Because if we go to 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 3 now, it's a.
假如我们看提摩太后书第四章第三节。
Right. It says for.The time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers. So it's talking about how, yeah, unfortunately, still, maybe there will be some members or people in the church that they will not appreciate the word of God, actually.
很不幸的，有些人在教会还是没办法去感谢神的话语。
Right. It's actually the word of God is simple, right? Yes, and it comes from this text that is yes, studied over thousands of years, but it's the Word of God.
神的话就在这圣经里面已经被研读了几千年了，它就是神的话。
Yeah. But let's not become one of those who then have itching ears to then try to fill that itch with other things. That's not the simple Word of God.
所以让我们尽量不要耳朵发痒，然后把自己的情欲增加进去。
A second lesson from this period of Ephesian history is, again, the opposite of what we mentioned in the morning.
第二个我们所要学的教训在以弗所这一段时期呢，就是跟早上所讲的相反的事情。
Right? The church will decline, the growth will deteriorate if workers seek personal benefit.
如果工人只寻求自己的私利的话，那么教会一定停止成长，而且会往下坡走。
So if we go back to 1 Timothy chapter 1,
我们现在回到提摩太前书
chapter 1 verses 5 through 7,
第一章第五到七节。
We had read this already.
Right? 我们已经读过。
But here it talks about how some of these people, they desire to be teachers. Right?
这里谈到有些人很想当教师，很想教人。
Yeah, verse 7 says, desiring to be teachers of the law, but understanding neither what they say nor the things which they affirm.
第七节，想要做教法师，却不明白自己所讲说的、所论定的。
Right. And then, like we mentioned before too, some of them, they use this appearance of godliness as a means for personal gain.
他们用这种似乎是非常虔诚的态度来得到自己的利益。
Right. And,Also, don't forget, 1 Timothy chapter 3 is a chapter talking about a lot of qualifications for ordaining elders and deacons.
在提摩太前书的第三章谈到长老们或者工人们的 qualification.
条件。
条件。
And why is it that Paul has to elaborate this to Timothy?
为什么保罗要特别的跟提摩太谈这些呢？
Again, I think very reasonably it's related to the church situation at the time.
我相信跟那时候教会的情况很有关系。
Right. The underlying implication is that the elders and deacons of the Ephesian church at the time, they were falling short of these criteria.
可能在那时候那些长老执事们他们并没有尽到自己的职责。
Right. And you can see, for example, chapter 3, verse 3,
看第三章的第三节，提摩太前书第三章第三节。
These overseers or bishops, they're not to be greedy for money.
这些人不要提摩太
三章三节。
第三章第三节。Doesn't look like that.
Oh, it's not in there. Let me see. Oh, okay. I think maybe Chinese is does not in there. Okay. Or we can also jump to verse 8.
Verse 8. Let me see.
Verse 8, also for deacons, not greedy for money.
Okay, 执事们不可以贪财。
Right. So in some translations, it's also listed for the elders. Right?
长老也是如此。
Yeah. So this is always a temptation whenever we serve God. Right?
当我们在服侍神的时候，这些都是诱惑。
Yeah, in particular when we are in a ministry that's more public facing.
尤其是这种传道的工作是特别的对大众
yeah,
面对大众
the more influence you have, the more that you have to interact with more people, there's always can be a temptation to seek personal things.
Yeah. 当我们面对群众有很多影响力的时候，我们常常有那种诱惑要寻求自己的利益。
Just give you an example, right?
我给你们一个例子。
Yeah, we know thatThere's some of our brothers and sisters who they own restaurants.
我些弟兄姐妹是有开餐厅。
And as ministers, we visit members, right?
那传道们都会拜访信徒。
As a minister, yeah, what's the reason why I go to a member who owns a restaurant? Right? What's the reason why? Right?
当一个传道，为什么我要去拜访一个开餐厅的？
Because this just happened to me yesterday. I went to visit a brother who owns a restaurant.
我昨天就是去拜访一个信徒。
I'm not in a yeah. I'm just giving you a hypothetical, right?
我现在只是给你一个例子。
Do I go? Because they will give you a free lunch, right?
到那边之后，他当然会给你免费的午餐。
That's the love of members.
那是从信徒们所给我们的爱。
And if they own a restaurant that especially has good food, right?
他们开餐厅，所以他们食物都很好吃啊。
Right? Then again, you can. Am I going there because I really seek the spiritual welfare of this person, or am I going there for a free lunch?
所以我就问自己，我去那边是为了这个人的灵性吗？还是为了吃一顿免费午餐？
Right. This is just a very facetious and simple example. Right?
这是一个很简单的例子。
Yeah, but serving God also, I mean, it can be more subtle and more, tricky than that. Because our heart is sometimes very deceitful. Right?
所以服侍神其实比这个还更微妙。有的时候我们的心，我们是欺骗自己的。
Yeah, so whenever we serve the Lord, we also must reflect on this.
当我们在服侍神的时候，我们要经常想这件事。
Just like Paul said, we must serve God with a pure conscience, and for the right motives.
就像保罗所说的，我们服侍神的时候，我们用无愧的良心。
Yeah. So if the workers in the church only start to seek for personal gain, not just financially, but maybe it's like influence or I don't know, praise from other people, then the church is also going to decline.
当教会的工人开始寻求自己的利益，这利益不一定是物质上的，可能是精神上或者权力上面的，那么教会就开始往下走。
Yeah. So this is, again, the lessons we can learn from the Ephesian church from this middle second period during the time of Timothy.
所以这是我们可以从以弗所教会第二阶段所发生的事学到的教训。
It's the opposite of the first part.
跟第一阶段是完全相反。
Let's now turn to Revelation chapter 2.
我们请看启示录第二章。
Revelation chapter 2.
启示录第二章。
Revelation chapter 2 verse 1.
第一节。
Revelation chapter 2 verse 1.
启示录第二章第一节。
To the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things says he who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands.
第一节，你要写信给以弗所教会的使者，说，那右手拿着七星，在七个金灯台中间行走的，说。
Yeah. So this is the very, I think, familiar passage about how John wrote to seven churches that were in Asia Minor.
这是约翰写的在亚细亚七个教会的事情，大家都很熟悉的。
And he was basically just relaying the message from Jesus Christ to these seven churches.
他是把耶稣基督的信息传给这七个教会。
And of the seven churches here, a lot of them, like, we see them for the first time, but Ephesus is different. Ephesus is one that we're more familiar with.
这七个教会里面有一些教会是我们从来在别的章节里面看过了，可是以弗所却不一样，他在别的书信就出现过。
Right, so this can be said as like the third period of the Ephesian history that we see in the Bible.
这里可以当成是第三个阶段，以弗所的第三个阶段。
And when did this happen and what is the historical context? It really depends on how you date the book of Revelation.
这个是发生在哪时候呢？就看你怎么看圣经的时间。
Right, and many people do date Revelation to around 90 AD.
有些人把启示录的时间定在主后90年左右。
Yeah. So if we assume that is correct, then again, we see from the origin of Ephesus, the church there, to now the state in the book of Revelation, it's about 40 years.
假如这是正确的话，那么我们大约可以说从以弗所开始到这个时期是40年。
Yeah. And you can see that Jesus knows the church very well. He knows.
你可以看得到耶稣对这个教会明白。
He knows all the local churches very well.
他对每个教会都很清楚。
He knows our strengths, our weaknesses.
他知道我们的长处短处。
He knows the good things that we've been doing, the things that he will praise, and he also can see weaknesses that he will want to correct.
他知道我们做了哪些好的事情，他很赞赏他。我们做了哪些不好的事情，他希望我们能够改正。
So when we read this short letter to the Ephesian church, we can see again a picture of the state of the church at that time.
所以我们读到这些章节，我们就可以看到那时候以弗所发生的事。
Right. And let's read verse 2 now, right?
我们读第二节。
Revelation chapter 2, verse 2.
启示录二章二节。
Says, I know your works, your labor, your patience, and that you cannot bear those who are evil. And you have tested those who say they are apostles and are not, and have found them liars. Right. Here we can see that there is an improvement in the Ephesian church.
这里我们可以看得到以弗所的进步。
Yeah. The Lord Jesus says that they cannot bear with those who are evil.
耶稣说他们不能容忍做恶人。
They're also able to test those who are true or false apostles.
而且他能够测验出哪些是真假信徒。
So what we can see is that the critical stage that happened during Timothy times, it seems as if the majority of the crisis was gone.
所以在第二阶段那些危机看起来在第三阶段的时候都已经消失了。
This of course could be due to Timothy's work or other workers later on who went there to pastor.
或许这是因为提摩太以及其他的工人在那边努力工作的结果。
It's even, this is outside the Bible, but it's even written that even Apostle John might have lived in Ephesus.
这圣经上没有记载，但是有人说那时候约翰使徒也是住在以弗所。
Yeah. So you can see, due to various workers, the church was able to grow again and to improve.
所以因为这些工人们、教会们又再次兴旺起来。
And this is a sign of spiritual growth.
这就是属灵的成长。
This is a lesson we also learn that discernment, when a church, the membership is able to discern, that is a clear sign of growth.
如果教会的信徒们能够明白的分辨是非的话，那么我们就可以看得出这是属灵的成长。
Right, you're able to test, is it, are they in the truth or no? Okay.
我们可以分辨出某些人是真是假。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
我们请看以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Verses 13 through 14.
十三到十四节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verses 13 through 14.
以弗所书第四章十三到十四节。
Actually, we can start with verse 11, right?
我们从十一节开始好了。
Ephesians 4, verse 11.
以弗所书四章十一节。
And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Right? Here, Paul is writing to the Ephesian church about how God does select workers.
保罗跟以弗所以及提摩太说，神是如何选择这些使徒的。
Truly, God will call some to have these roles as an apostle, prophet, pastor, teacher, etc.
神会让某些人成为使徒，有些是先知，有些是传福音。
And what is the purpose of these workers?
这些工人们的目的是什么？
In verse 12, it says, it's for the equipping of the saints.
第十二节说，要成全圣徒。
For the work of ministry.
各尽其职。
Right? So these workers listed in this verse 11, the purpose is to train, right? To equip all the church to be able to serve God.
Yeah. 这些使徒们有各样不同的功能，目的是训练全群的信徒，使得全体能够一起来服侍神。
So ministry is not just for ordained ministers, right? Ministry is actually an issue for the entire church, something we are all supposed to be involved in.
所以做圣工并不是只是来设立传道而已，是要让大家一起。
Right.And then also these workers are supposed to edify the body of Christ.
那这些工人呢是要来造就神的身体，就是信徒们。
And how do you know the body is being built up, is being edified?
那我们怎么知道神的身体是被造就的呢？
Like that there is a growth there. How do we know?
我们怎么知道有没有成长呢？
Verse 13 and 14.
十三和十四节
Till we all come to the unity of faith and to the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Verse 14.
十四
That we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, right? How do we know the church is being mature, is growing significantly? It's when the church can discern.
Right?
It's when the church can discern.
然后能够到达说分辨是非的地步。
Yeah, yeah. So you can see that when the membership no longer are children in a spiritual sense, right? But then they can stand firm. They're not swaying by every wind of doctrine. Then that's when the church can be said to be mature. Right?
当我们看到信徒们都不再是像小孩子一样，而是站立得稳，不会随风飘动。 那么我们就知道大家都有能力去辨别是非。
So when we go back to Revelation, you can see the Ephesian church, thank God, had been able to reach that maturity.
Okay? 所以如果我们看回到启示录，我们就可以知道那时候的以弗所教会已经达到了这种成熟度。
Right? They're able to discern who is the true apostle and tell those who are liars.
Okay? 他们可以 分辨出谁是真使徒，谁是假使徒。
Okay, let's now go back to Revelation chapter 2.
我们先回到启示录二章。
And let's read verse 3.
第三节。
Revelation 2 verse 3.
启示录二章三节。
Yeah. And you have persevered and have patience and have labored for my name's sake and have not become weary. Right. Again, this talks about the how they were willingly able to endure the challenges that they faced.
这里谈到他们如何能够克服困难。
Yeah, so you can see a lot of the difficulties, a lot of the doctrinal errors that plagued the Ephesian church at the time of Timothy, now pretty much corrected.
在第二个阶段, 提摩太所面对的教会的一些异端, 在这时候都被纠正了。
Yeah, but there were still some, a little bit of problems, right?
只剩下一些些问题。
Because if we jump to verse 6,
我们看第六节,
it says, but this you have, that you hate the deeds... Oh, sorry. I think I was getting mixed up. Yeah, sorry. So here in verse 6, you can see they also were able to discern that the Nicolaitans, their doctrine was not good.
Right? 这里说到以弗所教会的人可以知道这尼格拉一党的人
The Ephesian church was very steadfast in being able to discern what was true and what was false. Right?
以弗所教会是很能够分辨是非。
Yeah. But one thing that they did lack. Right?
可是有一件事他们缺乏。
Yeah. And verse 4 says, nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love.
在第四节里面讲到，有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。
So you can see that Jesus had a lot of things to praise for the Ephesian church, but then there is also one thing that Jesus took offense to.
耶稣对以弗所教会赞赏有加，但是有一件事他责备他们。
Yeah, you have left your first love.
Right? 你把起初的爱心离弃了。
Yeah. So you can see, it seems like this church, in terms of intellect, in terms of doctrine, it was steady.
所以看起来他们这个教会在智慧上，在真道上面蛮稳固的。Right,
so on the exterior, they were able to hold fast to the original teachings that were passed to them. Okay.
所以在外表上面，他们保持的原来的信仰。But
in the interior, the motivation for doing that, or yeah, the interior, the inside, from Jesus' point of view, it was actually quite empty.
可是他们的内在，从耶稣的角度来看，是蛮缺乏的。
Yeah, in a way, it's kind of like a member who may grow a lot in knowledge.
也就是说，就像一个信徒一样，他在知识上成长很多。 Right.
Maybe they are able to grasp a lot of theology, explain a lot of the Bible.
他们懂很多神学，对。 圣经的知识很容易，很会解释。
Yeah. Yeah. But one thing we cannot lack.
可是有一件事我们不可缺的。
We cannot lose our first love for the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们不能够离弃起初的爱心。
Here, when the Bible says to leave, right?
这里圣经讲 leave, 离弃。
Yeah. From the original Greek, it also has a connotation that can be used in terms of divorce, right?
在希腊文里面隐含着一种意思，就是离开、离婚、离弃的意思。
Yeah, and so you can see the imagery, the word choice that was used in this letter, at least in the original form, was quite strong, very strong imagery.
所以这个意义是很深的。
Yeah, so this is something that Jesus Christ took great offense to.
这件事耶稣很不高兴。
So if a church on the whole is theologically strong, at least in terms of knowledge, that's good on one hand. Right?
在一方面，一个教会在理论上很强。
Right. But if in love, in motivation, in their relationship with God, it's very weak, then actually it's quite hollow. It's quite hollow.
所以，可是如果他在动机上、在爱心上、在跟神的关系上面很空洞的话，那么这样子什么都是虚有的。
Yeah. So, for the Lord Jesus Christ, we need to, of course, not neglect either part. Okay?
为耶稣，我们这两方面都需要保全。
Yeah, when we first came to believe in the Lord Jesus, I think a lot of people feel a great joy, a great, They just want to exclaim and worship and proclaim praises to God.
当我们刚开始信神的时候，很多人都感受到喜乐，他要崇拜神。
Right. In particular, if you truly understand, right, the message of the gospel. Right.
特别是当你很明白神的福音的时候。
We were sinners. We were lost.
我们是罪人，我们迷失了。
But Jesus loved us and gave us a way to be reconciled to Him.
耶稣，拯救我们，给我们一个道路。
This was something that we did not deserve, but Jesus gave us anyway.
我们不配得，但是神还是给我们。
Right. A lot of times when people receive the Holy Spirit, also is a time of great rejoicing.
当很多人接受到圣灵的时候，他们充满了喜乐。
And it gives them a zeal, a love for the church, for the faith, for Jesus Christ.
他们对神、对教会都充满了热忱。
Right. I hear many testimonies where. One testimony that I just think of right now is of a sister who I met, and when she received the Holy Spirit, she went out in the streets and was just so excited and just like singing and like I think even praying outside in the streets.
我现在想到一个姐妹，当她刚得到圣灵的时候，她非常的喜乐，她就跑到街上去，然后祷告、唱歌。
Yeah, so That's the first love that Jesus Christ is speaking about here.
这就是神所说的起初的爱心。
A lot of times it's it's like an analogous to the love that we have initially for that honeymoon period that we have for our spouse.
一个类似的这种起初爱心，就是想想看你在蜜月的时候那种爱。
Yeah. So the Lord Jesus Christ wants us to always be steady, right? And not to quench that love and fire within us.
耶稣基督要我们继续保持那种爱，而不要把那种爱消灭掉。
So, from Jesus' point of view, yes, the Ephesian church at this time, it was okay, but then also there's parts that had declined. Their love had declined.
耶稣基督看到以弗所教会的好处，但是有一点他不喜欢，就是他看到他们的爱心的缺乏。
Yeah, so, in this afternoon, we have ran through very quickly the short history of the Ephesian church that we can see in the Bible.
今天下午我们很快的看过了以弗所教会的历史。
Yeah, I think there's a lot of lessons to be learned.
有很多地方我们可以学习。
Yeah, Paul one time said that I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth.
保罗曾经说过，我浇灌。神使他成长。
And you can see that growth, again, is related to the seed we plant, the word of God, and also to the worker, the faithful worker that plants.
所以这成长从哪里来呢？从我们撒种那个种子，而且也跟工人有关系，我们必须要浇灌。
That seed must be the word of God. It can't be other ideas or theology or philosophy.
那个种子就是神的话，不可以是外头的一些言论。
Paul then, as a faithful, sacrificial servant, planted in the right way, with love and tears, with his time and energy.
保罗就是那个栽种的工人，他牺牲自己，然后以爱以泪来浇灌。
And God was pleased. God gave the growth.
Say it again.
God was pleased, and so God gave them the growth.
啊，神因此很喜悦。
Yeah.
给这个植物成长。
So, throughout the second and third part of the Ephesian history, I think it again is a recurring theme, going back to the Word of God. Be faithful to it, discern properly, but then also serve with love. Don't lose your first love and continue to do the first works.
从第二阶段和第三阶段，我们可以看得出来，我们要注重神的话，我们要能够分辨是非。
Yeah, and when we are able to do this, then God will be pleased with us, and He will allow us to eat from the tree of life.
如果我们能够这么做的话，那么神会允许我们去吃这个树上的果子。
I hope that we can, through this study, we can reflect on an individual level, also as a church, right, our local church, and then also for those of us who are teachers, as an RE teacher.
希望我们读这些，我们大家个人可以得到感想、进步，以及全体，特别是宗教教育的老师都能够进步。
Yeah, and I think as we meditate on these things, and we find there's areas to improve, then we repent to God and we ask God to help us.
我们思考这些事情，我们悔改，我们求神来帮助我们。
And then truly we'll see ourselves, our spirituality will thrive, and also the local churches will thrive as well.
如此一来，我们个人的灵性必然会增长，教会整体来说也会进步。
So let's now conclude with a hymn, number 401. Let's sing the first and last verse.
我们唱401首歌，401首诗，第一看第四节。